I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's one step at a time here. It's early in the morning. We had a late night. It's probably my fault. I blame the eyelashes, and I still blame Mike for messing this up. And because Mike wanted one thing yesterday, a great dunk from Zion, I think it's your fault.
Listen, I had a very simple set of desires for this game. It's not my fault what actually happened in the course of this. Like Dad said, you blame sports in a lot of this. The one thing I do want to push back on, though, is this notion that it's just as simple as, well, you got a bunch of these good guys, go out there and figure it out. Like, to that extent, if we're going to go that route, blame Coach K. Coach better. You've got all these talented guys. This is college basketball where the coaches are the stars, and quite frankly, they usually overmanage and overcoach a lot of these players. Go out there and get more out of them if that's the argument we're going to make. But that's not the route I choose to go because, listen, you can have all that, but Zion is such an integral part of what you do that pulling that out right off the bat, and Dad, you know this, an injury at the start of a game or the injury as you're getting ready to go into postseason, that's a lot harder to adjust to on the fly when you're going up against a team that is a quality top 10 opponent that's got veteran guys that are going to be able to take advantage of that situation. So, yeah, it sounds good and it makes good tweets for Dan Dockage, but it's not quite that simple.
Well, I think there's a big part here, too, where they just weren't running an offense. I mean, you mentioned it. We saw it. There wasn't a half-court set of any sort. One of the stats that really stood out, Trey Jones had 5 assists. RJ Barrett had 4 assists. Nobody else on the team had any assists. They weren't working the ball to anybody. There was only 12 points that didn't involve their two big stars, right? They didn't find a way to get an offense rolling. To your point, I think that's a little bit on Coach K. That's also on the guys figuring out what to do. I mean, the book on Duke has been, let them shoot from the outside. They can't do it unless it's the Virginia game. But last night was particularly dreadful. You had guys just standing around a lot, waiting for the ball and taking open looks. Well, guess what? They're going to give you that open look because you can't hit it. It's the same reason that you leave me wide open on the court. I can't hit it. So at some point, they've got to figure out a way to generate offense specifically in the paint. They've got to get better on moving without the ball and figuring out some way to make something happen. It just looks like everybody's used to get the ball to Zion, Zion scores.
Well, that's clearly what they're used to. And so if you've built your team that way and then all of a sudden you pull out the most important part of your team, it's like we always say in the NFL, no one plans on their backup quarterback having to go in. You prioritize that position. But usually most GMs will say, if our backup quarterback's in and we're a team that's a Super Bowl contender, we kind of look at that as, well, we didn't plan for this, and it's probably not going to go well for us. You try your best, you practice, and you give them reps, but there's a reason why they're out there to begin with. You saw Duke's depth certainly not up to snuff in a lot of this. You don't expect it to have to be with as many stars as they have, but I just push back on the notion that it's as simple as, all right, well, you've got these other guys, just go make it happen after this absolute fissure through the core of your team starts the game.
Well, let's also acknowledge, too, in the beginning of the game, even rebounds. I mean, just crashing the boards. UNC was out-hustling, out-working, especially in the first 15 minutes of the game. I understand there's a little element of Duke is shell-shocked, but when you're Coach K, the winningest coach of all time in college basketball, I mean, there's a moment where you've got to find a way to get a message to your guys. That wasn't happening. UNC was outworking Duke on both ends of the floor. They had better vision in the paint. They were working harder in the paint to get the boards. They were working harder to create good looks. They were getting easier, better baskets early on. And it just felt like Duke, it took Duke so long to figure out what to do and how to do it. Even the pressure. When Duke applied pressure, they were able to create turnovers, but they weren't doing that consistently. It's like they do it for a minute, minute and a half, and then all of a sudden they would lose whatever juju they got, and all of a sudden UNC goes on a run.
I don't know if I buy all that as much. Like, man, you look at it. I always think about it in terms of what I did playing offensive line. When you pull out one of the pieces and you put in a guy that we haven't worked with very much in that spot, everything suffers. Communication suffers, timing suffers, and all of your understanding of where I need to be in conjunction and association with that guy tends to suffer. So when you're trying to work through that on the fly, yeah, you saw them getting beat up on the inside. RJ Barrett was getting worked by Luke May in the low block for a while, and you saw that frustration. There were guys getting wide open on North Carolina's side for them that they weren't stopped. And then something clicked that R.J. Barrett realized, I have to be a bigger presence on the defensive glass. And he was, and he started getting a lot of those boards in those situations. And those guys did force a lot of turnovers. I think sloppy decision-making as they were getting ready to try and turn those turnovers into points on the other end certainly suffered. And just those 50-50 balls, North Carolina won some of them. Some of them were effort. And I saw Duke guys diving all over the place. I'm not going to question effort in a lot of these spots. I think some of it is the way the ball bounced and their inability to capitalize once they got down and once they finally worked through a bit of those mistakes.
And I'm not going to disagree. Like, obviously, the second half, there was a ton of effort. My point is that in the first 10 to 15 minutes while they were in that shell-shocked, what do we do moment, they weren't doing anything. And that I understand that it you never want to call out guys out being out there and giving their all. But the fact is, UNC was getting to the rim more. UNC was getting the better looks. Guys on Duke were standing around while UNC was setting cutters to the basket, and it was working. I mean, there's the first 15 minutes where they put themselves in that hole. That has to come back to at some point. Somebody else has to step up.
I was surprised it took them as long as it did to call a timeout. We're sitting there and all of this is going on and they're drowning and Mike Krzyzewski's letting them work through it. And there's part of me that likes that. And there's part of me that says, man, with a young group like this, maybe there was a timeout that needed to come a bit earlier to kind of relieve some of that anxiety, to circle the wagons a little bit and say, hey guys, this is what we've got to do. But, you know, this is a guy who believes he knows his team, who knows a young team, and is trying to work through some of those moments in the way they have this year. In this situation, with the quality of opponent and the quality of coaching you were going against, that became an infinitely more difficult task.
Speaking to how easy it was for North Carolina to score in the paint, all I'm saying is that Duke shot about 20% from three, which is awful, and we all know that. But let's remember, North Carolina shot about 10% from three. So neither side was hitting the wide open looks they were getting out. It's like, leave a guy open. That's not going to be the issue. The issue for this game particularly was that North Carolina controlled the paint, and they were able to do it consistently.
Duke got mid-range jumpered to death in that game last night, and then they tried to shoot themselves back into it on the other end from three. They were getting great looks. Like you said, they just weren't hitting them.
Yeah, these eyelashes and these tattoos, we're going to be here all morning reliving the moment. So back to you, gentlemen.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.